My daughter's got two boys, and my son's got one boy. Looking for another in 5 or 6 months.
Yeah, but it's that first one that really gets you excited, isn't it?
Oh,
boy. That first one here now. And see, he's the only one that can wear my name as the grandchildren. Mm-hmm. The others are Garrett's, my daughters. Mm-hmm. Well, Lowell's, they're all girls. Mm-hmm. They'll marry somebody else. Their children won't. They both, I've got two great grandchildren, but of course neither one of them wears the name Williams. Mm-hmm. So Robert, he's the one.
He's the it.
He's it. He's about 18 months old, and me and him are full partners. They're down in Dallas now. John's working down there. But whenever they're at home, they live a mile and a half up the road here.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, you bet it is. I tell you, I don't see how people can live and go through life and not raise any children, not want any.
I don't.
I just can't picture it. Those grandchildren are, well, I'd be the most miserable human in the world if it wasn't for those kids and grandkids. I think it would be.
I think he's crazier about the grandkids than he was about the children, about our children.
Well, there's no responsibility then. That's the way it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be.
I mean, coddle them and spoil them.
Play with them all you want to.
Yeah.
Turn them over to your mother and dad, then let them take care of them.
Yeah, if the little kid's wet, you say, here, he's wet.
Yeah, that's what happened.
If he's dirty, you say, here, he's dirty.
Yeah, then most likely he will be, too.
Clean him up. We want to play. Oh, yes. Yeah, I found that out down in Dallas. If a boy has the facial characteristics of his father, you say he...
takes after his father.
Uh-huh. Any special terms for illegitimate children? You can't listen to this now.
Oh.
You're not supposed to know these things.
Yeah. Yeah, we call them calling bastards.
Uh-huh. Any special funny terms for them?
Wood's cool.
Yeah, I heard that. And, what was it? Range cold, I heard that.
Yeah, about the same term as a wood's cold.
You can listen now.
I've been listening all the time.
If you're going to take a baby outside, what do you put him in out there, usually, if you're going to walk around a bit with him?
Put him in the playpen out there sometimes, turn him loose.
I was thinking more of one of those things that has big wheels on it.
Oh, yes, one of those walkers.
Would this be something you could lay him in?
No, he'd have to sit up in that walker. Put him in a baby buggy and roll him around out there.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's 2 or 3 more things to that, too. There's a stroller.
It's gotten complicated, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I'd say it's gotten complicated. I can keep up with all stuff.
We had a stroller until last year. Then somehow or other it got left in the back of the car. And that took care of that. So,
yeah.
We let the kids play with it. Oh, I had the biggest time. The little one was big enough to walk then, and she could push it.
Yeah.
They just raced all over the place with this old bent out of shape 3-wheel thing.
And I think the English call their baby buggies the
Promulator. Mm-hmm. Funny, funny names. Your brother's son would be your
nephew.
Uh-huh. And a child whose parents are dead would be
orphans.
Uh-huh. And the court would probably appoint somebody to look after this child, and he'd be his
guardian. Uh-huh.